Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hello. This is one of the episodes that I pre-recorded for my maternity leave. So this was recorded around November, end of 2023. Love you. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Circle Time. How are we doing? I hope everyone's good whenever you're listening to this. We have two very special guests who have joined the circle before and are back to circle with us again.
We couldn't get enough.
No, I couldn't get enough. I am so happy that you're back. Would you like to tell you the circlers who you are? Because I don't like to do it myself.
We're JC and Chelsea from the What We Said podcast. I almost like am looking at this camera. I know. So not where I should be looking. Yeah, JC and Chelsea here from What We Said. Back for circle time.
Back for some more.
Couldn't get enough.
Thank you so much for doing this. When I was thinking about like who I wanted to have on during my maternity leave, you guys were right at the top of that list.
Well, thanks for having us again. That is such an honor.
You know, it's not every day you find someone that's just easy to podcast with. And you guys just make it fun and easy. It's probably because you're like professionals, you know?
I love that. It is so fun when you... It's fun to podcast with, I guess, friends and podcasters.
It is really fun to do it with other podcasters because like...
They get it.
They totally get it. And sometimes it's like... It's just so much more of a conversation, I feel like, when it's like with another podcaster, whereas like, and that's what I want, not so much like an interview, you know? I'm happy you're here.
I don't think you realize that until you do it for a while too. Like I remember, I don't know, you don't think that like talking would be a skill or something that's hard at
conversation.
All.
Conversation. Right.
And then I think it took, we've been doing our podcast for 5 years and all it takes is one listen back to like the first
episodes.
I'm like,
to humble
oh,
you.
Yeah. Oh, very humbling. And also I'm like, oh, we've improved.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, my first episode, I'm like whispering practically. Like, I'm like, hi, welcome to Circle Time. Like, I'm so shy.
Our voices are 6 octaves higher.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
5 years.
Yeah.
Five and a half. Yeah.
You're seasoned.
We're seasoned
pros.
Yeah. We like to think so. No, it's so fun. But truly, like, I look back and I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could improve. But clearly,
you can. And also, I feel like it's so funny because sometimes if I, like, make plans with someone that I don't really know. Like, we know each other. We don't really know each other. And then I'm like, we're going to go to lunch or something. I'm like, what am I going to talk to them about? And then I'm like, oh, wait, I guess I kind of do this.
For a living.
For a Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, I get so nervous to talk to people. And then I'm like, you know how to do this. This is your job. Like,
your literal full-time job.
You can talk to someone. It's fine.
It's so true. Also, when you have certain guests on, you learn when you're podcasting how it is a skill. Because sometimes, like, this person knows a lot. They could be so knowledgeable. Then they get on a mic and you're like, wait, we cannot hold a conversation.
Totally. It's tough.
Yeah.
Like when you get like just a yeah. Like if you ask someone a question and they're like, yeah. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that. I was not expecting you to say yeah just now. Okay. I actually have a little icebreaker that I wanted to do with you guys because I was doing an episode and someone called in and they said that they do this icebreaker with everyone. And I thought it was really entertaining. And then I was like, I'm going to do this with JC and Chelsea because why not?
You know? I'm ready.
So she said she worked at a camp out here in California, and they asked three questions. They asked everyone the same three questions.
I'm nervous.
They're simple.
Okay.
The first one is, what's your favorite go-to fast food order? Or what's your go-to fast food order? This threw me for a loop because there's like 6 million fast food restaurants. I don't know what one you're talking about, but like whatever you want off the bat, what's your go-to fast food order?
My first instinct is Taco Bell.
Okay, that was mine as well.
That's my first fast food place. If it's close, I'm going there.
Right.
Can we go there after this, honestly?
No, that sounds bomb.
That sounds like it would hit so right.
You should.
I love a good Crunchwrap Supreme.
Okay.
I add potatoes and I sub the beef for beans. Sometimes refried beans if I'm feeling crazy.
Okay.
And sometimes I take out the tomatoes because it's a little much. Sometimes the tomatoes like falling out of it.
Interesting.
And also with fast food, specifically Taco Bell, it can hit so well. But if you go to like a building or a place that they don't like do it as well.
Yeah.
It's not as crispy.
Or but when they make it right, warm or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they make that Crunchwrap right, it hits.
You know what's just not spoken about enough? And I'm so happy that you brought this to light because I bring it up every chance I can. Is the fact that you can sub beef for beans. Mm-hmm. With anything on the menu. Like it is, there are so many opportunities to enjoy a taco. Like you can enjoy so much from Taco Bell. You go to like Chick-fil-A and you don't eat meat. The only thing you're getting is fries, you know? But like Taco Bell, you can get anything just without the meat.
Taco Bell's for the vegans. I was vegan for 7 years.
Right.
And I learned all of the tricks and went to every fast food place would try and like still enjoy fast food, but it was so hard.
Yeah.
But Taco Bell, especially the potatoes.
Okay.
Where I add substance to any Taco Bell order.
Yeah.
And for a while they took away the potatoes and the vegans had a riot. Yeah. And they were like, bring it back.
And they did. And they
make everything better.
Why would they take away the potatoes?
Yeah. What was the reason?
They always do that. That's just like a thing that I swear is a conspiracy that if you have a favorite item on a menu,
they take it off.
They know. And they're like, that was just seasonal. Sorry.
Like the Mexican pizza. Have you ever had one?
Yes.
Did they get rid of them?
They got rid of them for a while. They brought them back because.
But maybe they do that for hype.
Yeah, true.
Like the outrage.
But I'm wondering, like, people already like it. Like, it's not.
True.
Like,
it's like you're making money from it.
Right. Like people already know it's good. People are already ordering it. Why are you taking it away? Now I'm mad at you.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
And what a disappointing trip it is when you go expecting to get your favorite item.
Right.
Like, that's not on the menu anymore.
Yeah. It's why would you change your menu? Your Taco Bell.
Listen up.
You can keep adding things, but like don't take things away from us. You know?
So true.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's yours?
Lately, I've kind of been an In-N-Out girly.
Okay, interesting.
You don't like In-N-Out?
No, I love In-N-Out, but I just think it's a really specific vibe. Like, you can't, if you want
to
burger.
You can't overdo it, actually. My top two that I go to the most are In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Those are the ones I frequent the most.
Yeah.
So those are, like, my classic orders, I feel
right.
like. But my order's kind of boring.
What is it?
I get a cheeseburger without, there's, like, a few things I get it without. I think without tomatoes and pickles.
Okay.
And then I get it cut in half.
Ooh.
My brother-in-law taught me that. It just like makes it so easy to eat. I don't know.
Wait, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, you just ask, hey, can I get that cut in half? And they're like, of course.
What?
And then
love
fries.
That. Okay.
And you know what I just saw that they have?
What?
Via Trisha Paytas' TikTok.
What?
Hot chocolate at In-N-Out.
Oh, I do think I knew that.
I've never had it.
And
though.
They serve it in like the cup has like brown trees
it's
on it.
It's so cute. It's like a brown, it's like white with brown palm trees on it.
Yes. It's really
so cute. So need to try that. Have never tried it. I usually just get water when I go to fast food. I'm not like a huge soda drinker, but
okay.
If I were to get one, I would get root beer.
Okay.
Mm.
That's a solid order. You just taught us.
Wait,
like,
did I say fries?
That was like really trade. Important.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think In-N-Out is so good, but like only if you're craving In-N-Out. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like if you want a burger, at least for me, I'm not thinking In-N-Out. I'm thinking like a burger from somewhere else. In-N-Out is like its own genre.
Yeah, I get that.
I also don't get burgers from there. I get the grilled cheese.
Okay, I do get grilled cheese sometimes. It depends on my mood.
Because
I got one the other day.
It's basically the same as like it's not like just cheese and bread. Like, it's all of the stuff that you'd get just without the meat. And then meat clearly just freaks me out a little bit. And so I don't like to
get
it. Are
you vegetarian?
No, I'm just.
You're just scared of me.
Scared. Yeah. Like, I could easily be a vegetarian, but then there are the times when, like, I really want Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, I'm not going to set up any rules here.
Yeah.
If I'm putting rules on it, then all of a sudden I'm wanting chicken every single day of my life.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I usually don't eat a lot of meat, but.
So what's your go-to? What's your fast food of choice?
Well, I don't know. If it, like, completely depends on where I'm getting it from. If I'm going to Taco Bell, I'm getting a cheesy gordita crunch. Beans instead of
meat. Those are so good.
Those are
so
good.
Insane.
No, insanely good.
Yeah, like, we need to go talk about after this.
I honestly might as well.
My stomach's growling.
They're insane.
They're so
good. The sauce. I mean, everything about it is insane. Obviously, beans instead of meat. But like, if I'm going in and out, I'll get a grilled cheese, milkshake, fries,
mm-hmm.
Add mustard. And sometimes I add hot chilies.
To the burger or to the cheese?
Yeah, to the
grilled
burger.
Cheese.
Yeah, to the grilled cheese.
Do you guys do the grilled onions or just regular onions or no onions?
Well, for a while there, I was like kind of going a little rogue and doing both grilled and raw.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm not too sure like what that was about because I wanted it animal style because I wanted the pickles, I think. Do pickles come on animal style only?
I've never had an animal, like a burger, animal style.
Yeah.
Burger. I've never had that.
I think it's like extra sauce.
Do you ever do the animal style fries?
I've dabbled.
I haven't gotten those recently.
They freak me out.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like a little much.
So it's too much. If I'm eating my fries with a fork, I actually usually don't want to.
So true.
Like,
there's a lot going on.
This is going to be controversial, and I'm okay. I'm going to take this on. My husband's Canadian, and they eat poutine there.
Mm-hmm. No clue what that is.
So it's basically French fries, cheese curds, and gravy.
What are cheese curds?
I think it's just cheese.
Oh,
like okay. It's
and gravy.
And
it's like
gravy.
Cheese that's kind of like
amazing.
It's like kirsty, curdy.
I hate the word curdled because that sounds like it should be
rotten.
But they're like,
yeah.
They're
no,
like
it's
little
good,
balls of cheese. Yeah, the cheese
curds
are great.
Are really
yeah,
good.
But to me, I'm like, these aren't fries. Like, this is like, there's now I'm eating it with a fork. Now I'm messy.
Yeah.
Like, it's completely a different experience. Like, chili fries don't really do it for me.
Oh, I love chili cheese fries.
I guess I'm just like not a fries and fork kind of gal. So the animal fries to me, I'm like, what are we doing?
Like, I already messy. Have the
it's
stuff
gluttonous.
On my burger.
Yeah.
The cheese and the
exactly.
onions.
Do I need it again? I get raw onions to answer the onion question. Now I just do raw.
Mm.
Which is crazy. I think it's weird.
I used to hate onions. I've always, growing up, I've always been the piggiest eater. And lately I've been in my onion era.
Really?
Love an onion.
Mm.
Not like straight
what
up
form?
Just like raw onions in something.
Okay.
Like or on something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I've been eating a lot that has the raw onions
like
that I
love.
Like
a salad or something?
Yeah. What? Oh yeah. It's a sweet green salad that I get that has like onions in it. And I'm looking for the onions. That's how I know it. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, I'm
ooh,
loving the onions.
Wow.
Are they like purple? The purple ones?
Yeah.
I guess red onions. Those would
red
be.
Red onions.
Okay. I mean, I've always loved an onion. So like, are you new to onion rings?
I haven't had an onion ring lately. I feel like anything fried, like I can pretty much always get behind.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
But yeah, would love an onion ring. I saw on the Kardashians that Northwest was literally eating an onion like an apple.
Oh
that
my God,
was a little
I saw that.
Too much, but
yeah.
That's,
I couldn't
that
do
one's
that.
Crazy.
That one's next level.
Didn't Bella Thorne used to do that?
That rings
that
a
sounds
bell.
I've seen
familiar.
Someone else do that, and I'm pretty sure it was Bella
it
Thorne.
It sounds on brand.
Yeah, but it was back in the day. I feel like we've had so many Bella Thorne eras. Like, I'm not sure which one it was. But
where is
it,
she now?
I actually am not too sure.
Is she married or something, or engaged, or is that not?
She was married, wasn't she?
Or she was definitely engaged at some point.
I have
I don't
no
know
idea.
If she still is or if she got married. I don't remember.
Bella,
I'll look
let
into
us
it.
Know what you're
yeah,
up to.
Yeah, Bella, if you're listening, I know you love this podcast so much. So if you're listening, just let us know what you're into. If you were eating onions.
What's your latest?
Yeah.
So being pregnant and now postpartum, something that I really had to focus on is my nutrition, because pregnancy and postpartum are some of the most nutritionally demanding times in a woman's life. And as a mom, the health of your baby is directly influenced by your nutrient status. So I really wanted to make sure that I found the perfect supplement for me. And there are really just so many supplements out there, and it can get a little overwhelming, and it was hard to know what the best option was. But after doing a lot of research and talking to my friends, everyone's favorite was Needed. Most prenatal vitamins include bare minimum nutrition based on outdated guidance and stale research, but Needed offers radically better nutrition products, education, and advocacy rooted in clinical research and practitioner validation. Needed is recommended and used by more than 4,000 women's health experts, from nutritionists to midwives, functional medicine doctors, and OBGYNs, all of the people that you can trust in this. Something I was so happy to hear is that they go above and beyond with third-party tests, testing every single batch to ensure the safest product. Needed offers premium supplements for every stage, from egg quality support for women trying to conceive to a lactation support plan for breastfeeding moms, to stress and sleep support that supports all women, including those in menopause. Just amazing. Head over to thisisneeded.com and use code CIRCLETIME for 20% off your first order. That's THISISNEEDED.com and use code CIRCLETIME for 20% off your first order. So time is very valuable these days, and I feel like over the last few months, Cody and I have really been looking for ways to save time and make things as easy for us as possible. And one way that we found to save valuable time, but also take care of something that's very necessary, is by using Thrive Market. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. They are an online membership-based market that ships directly to your doorstep, and they're on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They are my lifeline year-round, but especially right now with all of the chaos of having a newborn and all of that, they just make everything so easy. They save me so much time that would have been spent waiting in like a grocery store line, which just seems impossible these days, or running out last minute for more paper towels, all of which I just isn't easy anymore. They are not only a time saver, but they also save me so much money. I have saved over 30% on my grocery bill by switching to Thrive Market. They have all of my favorite snacks and daily supplements, like the Purely Elizabeth granola that I like, the oat milk that I like, the Khalifa oat milk. I get my collagen powder and my probiotic supplements on there, and they just have really all of the best snack options, because I love a healthy snack and they have so many good options, everything I need on a weekly basis in one spot. On top of saving 30% on my grocery bill, Thrive Market has a deal page that changes daily, gives me cash back on all my favorite brands, and they have a price match guarantee. It's so easy to shop on there. I just like use their on-site filter so I can easily click through different categories like low sugar alternatives or gluten-free, whatever it is that you're looking for. They instantly can just curate a shopping experience that makes it super easy for you. And the cherry on top is that when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So you join and they give. Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/circletime for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/circletime. thrivemarket.com/circletime.
Okay, next of the icebreaker questions, if you could have any liquid come out of your finger, what would it be?
I was so scared of where it was going to come out of.
Out of our finger.
Like if just like on tap,
basically?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
My first reaction for some reason is like fruit juice, like fruit punch or something.
Okay. Do you drink a lot of fruit punch?
Not really.
Yeah.
But I think I just had this drink from, it was like a watermelon. What's it called? Mela?
That's the brand is Mela, okay. Yeah.
It's basically like a canned watermelon juice.
Okay.
And it just tastes so good. And I'm always down for like a lemonade, a fruity juice, or like just fresh pressed juice.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, soda is great, but it's like, do you always want soda? No.
Right.
If you're stranded in the desert, you're not really going to want like a fizzy drink.
That's true.
I was going to say lemonade. Lemonade always kind of hits.
Yeah.
The practical answer is water. But
right.
For survival, I'm not trying to be boring. Yeah. No.
Water's free.
You can get water anywhere.
Yeah, but like to always have the option. Like,
I know.
You're just never thirsty. Mm-hmm.
I did actually say maybe water. I first said pee because then I could pee
from your finger.
Like, I'm it's just like sitting here. Pee, like, say I like really have to pee and but we're chatting. And if it was like you guys didn't know it was happening, I just grab a cup really quick and I'm just holding a cup and I'm peeing.
Filling it with pee.
You know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not like, at first I was concerned it was like extra pee. You just wanted more pee.
No. I don't want more pee. I want to get rid of the pee easier.
In a different way.
I don't need to run to the bathroom.
Without having to take off
my
clothes.
Pants. Do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like,
that would be great.
True. On a just road go trip? Like this. Yeah, exactly.
Out the window.
Out the window. Exactly. I just feel like it could make life so much easier.
Agreed.
That's true. So just like that's something to consider.
My first thought, honestly, this says a lot about me. I was thinking, what would make me popular with others? You know, like what could I share with others?
Really,
like,
I've dive into that.
Punch in my fingers.
Okay, but this this is for you personally. What do you want?
I do love fruit punch.
Okay, has literally never had fruit punch. That's
it's crazy that you said fruit punch, and I said, do you like fruit punch? You said no.
So specific. I'm literally thinking of the watermelon juice.
So I thought
that was
juice.
Too specific.
No, that's I want the actual answer. I don't want an estimate.
Okay, I'm gonna say watermelon juice.
You would have watermelon juice on tap. By the way, 24/7. You just had this drink for the first time.
For the first time, 20 minutes ago. And that is now what she wants forever on her finger.
You know what? It's also nostalgic because I'm trying so hard not to keep laughing.
I'm just like not believing this.
You remember the Arizona drinks?
Yeah.
I'm sure they still make it. They had a watermelon one that was just watermelon. And I would get that every day. I'd walk to Walgreens and buy a can of that. So I think it's like nostalgic for me. I love that taste.
Okay.
I'm sticking with my answer.
Well, now I'm buying it a little bit more.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, the backstory.
Yeah, the memories, the Arizona.
Exactly. I'm from Arizona. The drink's called Arizona. Yeah.
Of course.
It's backstory. For sure.
Okay. Well, thank God we.
Thank you for sharing your truth.
Cleared that
up. Yeah, thank you for being honest with us finally, because you just sat here and lied through your teeth for so long.
I also was thinking of that movie with Adam Sandler where he has water fruit punch fountain. And I was like, oh, that sounds, it's like fun.
Oh, like Mr. Deeds?
Mm-hmm,
is that movie?
Mr. Deeds, Mr. Something. That man, I
think
it's Mr.
Deeds.
Yeah.
He has like the frostbite on his foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
he has a black foot.
I don't think I've ever seen this
movie. Because he like fell into the water. Yeah, I got you.
You basically just saw the whole thing. Those are the only two things I remember.
He has fruit punch in his water fountain and he fell into ice when he was little and has black foot.
His foot's black, yeah. So you don't need to go see it.
Loved the movie.
Yeah, it was amazing. Last question is, I'm now it's slipping. It's slipping away from my memory. 1 second. Oh, I remember. If you had a mermaid tail, what would it look like and why?
Oh, mine would definitely be like really shimmery.
Okay.
Really sparkly.
Yeah.
Are we actual mermaids? Like we're living in the sea? Because that affects my answer if I need it for like survival. So I'm thinking like adding weapons to it, like stuff.
Now I really want to hear that answer. So whatever you want.
Okay. If I'm a real mermaid, like a Harry Potter mermaid.
Do they have mermaids in Harry
Potter? In the fourth one, maybe? Where they go down and they like sing. But they're kind of like scary mermaids.
I've never seen any of them.
You've never seen Harry Potter?
I've seen the first one, like the first half of the first one.
Really?
Yeah, it's just something about like once they start getting into the wizardry.
You can't do it.
I'm like, I'm actually okay. I love the first one when he's like doing his back to school prep.
Yeah.
Love that. Like I want to watch him go school shopping. I want to pick him his owl, like his fucking
so true
wand. Like I'm loving that. But then all of a sudden, love when they go to school. I love when they get separated into the houses. But then when they start actually practicing.
Yeah, it's like a vlog, actually, now that you're saying that.
It is.
Come back to school with me. Or
yeah, it's
get
a back
sorted
to school.
With me.
Yeah, get sorted with me.
So
it's
true.
So true. And so I'm like, yes, what are they doing? Like, what is going on with these little wizards? And then it just becomes like, then I'm like, okay.
Then Voldemort comes in the picture.
I don't know. I need to give it another shot. I know that. No, I do.
Yeah.
Because I think I would like it. But so there was mermaids?
Oh, in one of the movies, that's like the mermaid I'm thinking of. You know, if you're a mermaid, you're in the ocean with predators. So I'm thinking like a beautiful tail, but maybe it's a little more like a shark tail. maybe some sharp edges.
Interesting.
For what protection. Color?
Like, what's the vibe of it, though?
I'm thinking green, like, you know, camouflage with seaweed.
Oh, you are being very practical about this.
I was going to say green as well, but I was... What color is Ariel's tail?
Ariel's tail green? Is green, I believe.
Yeah, purple.
Her purple green. Shells.
Green. Yeah.
Because I was picturing green, always trying to, you know, kind of contrast with the red hair.
Right.
I feel like green is a good color for that.
Yeah.
And also I was thinking could blend into like moss or whatever was in this, the ground, the ocean.
Right. I didn't realize mermaids were in such danger.
Yeah. We're so scared for our lives.
You guys but are really bringing that to light.
Also like sparkly and, you know, cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So what if mermaids weren't in danger and you didn't have to worry about like camouflaging and killing people?
I think I'd have like a Burberry like print on my
Oh my God. Please. That is so cute.
If we're just like talking aesthetics, plain.
Yeah, no, I'm talking like that mermaid's not going to get hurt by anyone.
Yeah.
I didn't even
I'm
know.
I'm the queen. Yeah,
you're wearing a Burberry yeah. tail.
Wow. Yeah, the matching shells.
Collab. Oh my God. Matching shells.
Mine wow. would probably be like pink or orange or something if I'm not in danger. Stand
right.
out a little more.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing to light mermaids in danger, because I feel like it's not talked about enough in our society. So I really appreciate you guys.
A long time
justice
ago.
Justice for the mermaids.
We did an episode on conspiracy theories. Like,
yeah.
And one of them was mermaids.
Okay.
And
well,
I feel like that
say?
Changed my mind on mermaids, just how they're real. Like how they throughout makes history. Sense. I keep hitting this. Throughout history, they different cultures and different like ancient cultures have depictions or stories of mermaids, and they're all similar, but they've never talked the culture. So it's like, wait, why do all these people have accounts of the same creature, but they've never talked about it?
Are you sure they've never talked about it?
Like they couldn't.
Like
they couldn't
to each
because,
other?
It was like too long ago to have had communication.
Yeah, okay. Like
with
ancient
like,
Egypt
yeah,
and ancient
it,
somewhere
it,
across
it,
the world.
It.
Yeah. So
interesting.
That's the kind of,
and like drawings of them, mm-hmm. like creatures with like tails and stuff.
And how they live like.
Like
super deep in the ocean, and maybe wow. they don't want to talk to humans because they're mean.
Because humans are mean or mermaids?
Both. Or either.
But are they humans?
I think they're a mix.
Some say they
not
just,
really.
Some say, you know, if we evolved from fish
yeah,
or like organism in the sea, some just didn't make it out of the water. Like humans, we came in and we evolved onto land. So we got rid of our gills. You know, that's the theory.
Oh, I'm having a tough time with that one.
Yeah.
That one's, you kind of lost me there for that.
I don't believe that.
Because didn't we come from like monkeys?
That's where
but
I
the
was.
Monkeys came from the fish.
So then apparently. Wouldn't it be half monkey, half fish?
I'm not quite sure, but over millions of years.
We don't know, but mermaids basically. Are real. We yeah. know that for sure.
And I believe that part of it. And I'm just not too sure where I came from.
Yeah.
You know? What other conspiracy theories did you learn about? Because now
was
I'm
so long ago.
They were like the main ones. Like, did we go to the moon? Amelia Earhart, where is she? I can't think of any other ones, honestly.
I didn't
I'm
even know.
Scared
I didn't know either one of those things were a concern. I think
the
I
moon?
Just. Well, I just assume, like, we did go to the moon. I don't assume,
well,
but we did.
Well,
this is the thing. This is why I shouldn't have asked, because I, like, don't want to know the truth. Like,
no,
it scares
here's
me.
Here's the thing about the moon. We've never been back, and they lost the science to go back.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Thank you. And no, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. Like, I'm never, those things don't really, like,
keep you up at
keep
night.
Keep me up at night. Like,
right.
I'm just like, who cares?
Right.
It's too deep, whatever. But once I start thinking about it,
yeah,
I am terrified. And I'm like, wait, I believe it.
No,
just
same.
Once I start getting kind of deep in it and
yeah.
I see how you could become so
skeptical of everything.
Yes. And how kind of everything can be turned into a conspiracy.
Right.
If you look at it the right way and just if you have certain perspective and evidence, and it starts to scare me. So I don't even like to go there.
Yeah, it scares me too. And so I think that's why I'm like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Like, I don't actually want to hear about it.
No.
Like, mermaids doesn't scare me.
Yeah. Real stuff. Yeah.
Real stuff that, like, I've been taught to believe that all of a sudden is like,
don't shake my foundation.
Don't shake my foundation.
Yeah. Isn't
that? I was born thinking we went to the moon. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I was not alive for that. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a Titanic conspiracy? I'm forgetting what. There's something about the Titanic
I feel
as
like
well.
There's a lot.
Because,
like, not that it didn't actually sink, but there's something
like
about
how
why
it sank
or how
or why.
Or something. Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't know. you know, that it's,
but it's
also
stressful. It's like, what good is it to figure it out?
When it's sad, when it's like something sad, I'm like, I don't want to know if it's, there's a why.
Right.
The moon, not necessarily sad.
Right. But it's more like, why are we lying?
Yeah. Let's not lie to the whole world.
I think once when it comes down to like people in the government lying to me because of something else, then I'm like, what do you know?
What is it? What is the something?
Just
what
else tell are you me the truth. About? Just be honest here. When the whole aliens thing came out, did you guys get freaked out?
I was going to ask you if you believe in aliens.
Yeah, I do. I think we like just kind of coexist in our own worlds. Like when the whole aliens thing came out, I was like, yeah, that's fine.
I forgot what it was. It was something recent, right? That they were like, we have proof that there's life or something. What was it? I actually don't know.
I don't know because I only heard that. And then I tried to talk more about it to Cody and he was like, I think it's going to freak you out. So I'm not going to like, I don't think we need to have this conversation.
Protect
your
peace.
I was like, I appreciate that because you're right. So then I never actually inquired anymore about it. Like I could have easily, have you seen that meme that's like, what's going on? Say, for example, what's going on with aliens? And like the next text is like, nothing, sweetheart. It's going to be okay. And the girl just says like, "Kay, yay," with the heart. Like that was the conversation that Cody and I had about aliens. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I feel the same.
Don't worry about it. Lay your head on the pillow and fall asleep. And
exactly. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think they just like came out of nowhere. Like I think we've been coexisting with them for a long time and like everything's been fine. So like, why do we need to like think more about it now?
Right. And dig into it. Let's just let each other be.
Exactly. If you saw the Spice Girls movie, you know the aliens are real. Did you guys see the Spice Girls movie?
No. She didn't.
You guys never saw the Spice Girls movie?
No. We were too busy watching Harry Potter.
No. Those were two completely different times of life. Well, hey, how old are you?
I know. I was going to say, I think
we're 28.
Like,
okay. I'm 30.
I grew up on PBS. I didn't like grow up watching the cool girl stuff. I wish I would
have
seen
like
the Spice Girls.
Did you like the Spice Girls at all?
I didn't even know them.
I feel like that is not like ahead of our time. Like I definitely listened to the Spice Girls, but that's not the main music group I remember. Like I feel like our era was more when we were in middle school and stuff. It was like Cheetah Girls, Hannah Montana, High School Musical.
Oh, well, I was like very into that.
I mean,
Spice Girls was
when
I was like in kindergarten.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was younger.
So maybe if I was like in kindergarten, you guys would have been like 3. So then like you really weren't like taking it in.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't feel like I knew any cool stuff when I was that age. That like the girls were like,
yeah, I was just very into the Spice Girls. And in the Spice Girls movie, they encounter aliens at one point. So
that might be a good watch.
I'm down.
You should definitely watch it with a grain of salt. Like it's not the best movie you're ever going to see in your life.
It's
but, like,
an actual
it's
movie.
Fun.
It's not just like a concert.
Like, it's an actual movie. It's called Spice World, I believe.
Okay,
I was just going to say, I was thinking because I just watched the Beckham documentary.
Yeah, you should watch it.
And I thought it was just like the you know how like bands will come out with a movie, but
totally.
It's just a concert?
Yes, yes, yes. No, this had like a script.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Life Size?
Yes.
Now, we're onto another conspiracy because where did that movie go? Because I've been searching on every streaming platform and it's nowhere.
It's
I can't
not
watch
on
it anywhere.
Disney Plus?
No, I can't watch it anywhere. I have. I cannot find it on anything. I'm not kidding. Even if you go to like YouTube, I couldn't even find like the actual real trailer for the movie.
Can you see pictures of it?
I can see pictures, but Leif and I were talking about the movie. I was like, oh, search it on like just our TV. And he can just whatever. He'll talk into the thing and it will search like all the platforms.
Right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
And literally couldn't find it anywhere. I'm like,
weird.
Where is this movie?
That is weird because it was on Disney Channel. So it should be in the Disney Plus library.
I feel like it's a pretty iconic movie. Like it was an iconic movie at the time. It's not something
it has like two actual stars in it, Tyra Banks and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
those are people know.
Yes. So I'm so confused about it. I'm literally gonna look it up because
maybe
even
it
on
got
YouTube
canceled for something, so they just don't show it anymore.
Maybe,
but there's so many movies that would have gotten canceled.
Yeah, that's true. Like they still play like Entourage, and if something's gonna get canceled, like the shit that they say in that show is insane.
I've never seen it either.
Oh, it's a fun show to watch, but sometimes you're like,
wow.
You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Yeah.
They're making a new Life Size.
Are they really?
Yeah. I think
I'm looking it up right now and I'm telling you guys, like there's one video that's like a screen recording of the trailer and it was uploaded a year ago. Other than that, you like can't find the trailer. I'm telling you.
That is so bizarre.
It's so bizarre. I'm like, okay, now I want to watch it even more.
Right. But I think I saw something for like Life Size 2.
Huh.
Or like maybe just Life Size again.
Okay.
You know, like it's not like a sequel.
Yeah.
But it's just
a remake.
Redone.
Yeah.
I'll be watching.
I mean, it'll be good, whatever it is, you know?
All right, we are a couple months into 2024 now, and I feel like this is the time where keeping up with your New Year's resolutions starts to get a little bit more difficult. I fall into that every single year, and we can't let that happen to us. You know, if there is something that you have been wanting to start in 2024 but haven't gotten around to it, now is the time. You still have time, and we can still get those resolutions done. And I encourage any of you circlers out there who have a desire to start a brand or sell a product or post content, whatever dream you are holding on to, just go for it. Because the minute that I put myself out there online and did the thing that scared me, my life completely changed for the better. And today's podcast is sponsored by a service that I love that was so helpful when I was starting out, which was Squarespace. Like I said, I was really scared to start and to put myself out there. And using Squarespace really helped because they are very beginner friendly and easy to use. And that's what I needed because I was way too intimidated. But they just make it so easy. Whether you're looking to sell a product, post content, grow a brand, Squarespace is the perfect place to do so. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. They make it easy for you if you're just starting out with features like the flexible website templates with designs for any category you can think of that you can customize and update. My personal few favorite features are the video collection, the asset library, and the custom merch. So the video collection allows me to organize my video content easily. The asset library lets me upload, organize, and access all of my content in one place. So things are just organized and right there. And custom merch allows me to easily sell my merch to my beautiful audience. They just make it so easy to create a beautiful website for any endeavor that you are starting. If I can do it, literally anyone can. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/circletime to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. So life since having my beautiful son, Otis, has been one of the most wonderful times of my life. And one of the, not one of, absolutely the busiest and the most just insane. But as new parents, we are so focused on Otis and everything about him that I think a lot of the times our needs kind of fall to the bottom of the to-do list and we forget to eat and all of that kind of stuff. But that is why I have been obsessed with Factor meals lately. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. And I like anything that's easy right now, we need. No matter what tomorrow brings, I am ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to my door. With Factor, you have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, and over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or the absolute best part, no cleanup. Factor meals have truly saved me so much time and stress just during this time. And it is so nice to have a warm, curated meal ready for me that tastes good and is also healthy with no work at all. Because I really can't add on any more work, you know? Head to factormeals.com/circletime50 and use code circletime50 to get 50% off. That's code circletime50. Factormeals.com/circletime50 and use code circletime50 to get 50% off.
Okay, well, the last time that you were both here, I feel like we were actually talking about you moving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you were.
Or I was looking for a house.
You were looking for a house.
Yeah.
I don't think you had moved yet.
No.
And now you both have moved and you're going through like.
I haven't moved yet, but I, yes.
Well, you're,
I'm in the process.
You have the place and yes. You're redoing it.
Yes.
I actually really would love to talk to you about this because I think it's so brave. Like, I see you guys like ripping your floors out and I'm like, I would never do that. I'm too scared that I would fuck it up somehow.
That's really? True. But we're demolishing it. So it's like.
I know, but what are you going to, aren't you going to put new stuff in?
Yeah.
Right.
Except, I mean, I think it's easier for me because I'm not really doing any of it. I'm the film.
You're documenting I'm
really
it.
I'm creative.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the creative director of the whole process, of course.
So it's been like my brother-in-law, Leif, they've been the ones going to town on all of it.
Right.
And they actually have, Leif has experience like. Doing some of that stuff, construction, some construction work,
okay.
And things like that.
Yeah.
And so does my brother-in-law. Actually, also, so boys, does my, all of them.
Boys too. Just come with like built-in confidence that they can build and do anything, even if they know little to nothing about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If they have a little experience too, it's like, oh, girls are right. Too, if we don't know like 100% of how to do something, we won't
never,
even touch.
I would never go in and start ripping up those floors. Like I would not know what I was doing.
Right. And but I think that's too. What scares me. Like I'm like, because there's so many times where I've been like, I could just DIY that. And I'm like, no, you can't, sweetheart.
Yeah.
No.
So the only thing we're really doing ourselves is the demo, which okay. We've done all at this point. But other than that, we're having like a whole crew doing the actual like laying the tile on the floor. Like I don't trust myself okay. or anyone I know to be doing right. that stuff.
Are you painting and stuff yourself?
No, I think we're going to have like hire people to do pretty much the demo was the main stuff where we're like, we can do that on our own to cut okay. costs. But we feel like we want everything else to be really well done. And I'm scared.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also... Yeah, you can't like mess up the demo, I guess. Yeah,
because you're kind of, I mean, we're not demoing anything that would be structural or plumbing, you know what I mean? To where right. we could really mess anything up.
Does it feel therapeutic sometimes to like smash holes and things?
Yeah,
and,
honestly.
Yeah.
It does. They're like, again, I haven't really been doing much of it, but.
But you can get one like whack in.
Yeah, yeah. A whack yeah. here and there to a cinder block wall. Like,
of course.
Oh.
Feels pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. That sounds amazing. Are you doing any, like, are you?
No.
Okay.
Because we're just renting ours.
Right, 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 right.
So, no, it was already redone.
Right. Did you end up getting what was it that you wanted, that you were looking for? And I was like, I've never used a patio.
A balcony. Like, to do my morning meditation.
Obviously, yes.
No, I don't have a balcony, but we have, like, a big backyard, which is really nice. I feel like it's hard to find in, like, the area that we live in. So, yeah. That's good enough for me.
Right.
Haven't done a meditation yet.
One day,
drink lemon water while I'm sitting on a pillow and
you
journaling.
Will.
But,
yeah, you will. You're also
will.
Having a baby now,
yeah,
which you weren't back then.
It's true.
And so, you know, it's like one yeah. thing at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
You're busy.
I'm busy.
You're busy. Do you guys still live close to each other?
We live yeah. 5 doors down from each other now.
Oh my God.
We
it just keeps getting better and better.
Except that's not my new house. It's my rental house that I live in that we live really close. So when I move, okay, we'll yeah. live, but still we'll live very close to each
okay,
other.
Okay, I was concerned that when I saw that you guys had both gotten new places, I was like, what's going to happen? I was on the edge
over.
Of my seat.
We're done.
I wanted you guys to still bump into each other at the grocery store.
No, we seriously live. We live on the same street, like actually the same street.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah. I know.
Do
it's
you walk
really
over?
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is like
it's so
the
nice.
Dream.
It is the dream.
No, it really is. And I was thinking like, I wonder when you actually move, if we will really, you know how it's like, oh, will we actually see each other as much as we think we will?
Right.
But we do because it's so close that it's actually just so convenient to be like, oh, I'll just run this over. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, can you
right,
do this?
Right.
I'm going to go on a walk and she's literally going to be walking by my house.
Right.
So then it's like, I can come outside and just join. Like,
yeah.
It's so nice.
So nice. I can't even imagine. I feel like all of my closest friends like don't live in LA, like don't live close to where I live. And it's like so sad.
It's hard. Yeah. Cause you have to make so much effort.
Right. Every time we see each other, it's like a trip.
30 plus minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. But so like the thought of like, we always talk about like when we're neighbors. So like the fact that you guys are
yeah.
like living the dream.
No, we really are.
I know. It's really
crazy.
Amazing.
I'm going to be sad when I move.
I know.
Do your husbands get along?
Yeah.
They fight every day.
Do they hate each other?
They hate
be honest.
Each other so much.
Yeah.
No, they're both like very easygoing, easy to get along with people. So I feel
right.
like
boys that just... like boy stuff.
Yeah.
I want to meet them.
I know.
I'm like so curious to meet them.
What they're like.
I've just only seen them in videos and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're fun.
And they've got some moves.
And you've probably only seen the intense
You saw the Skims ad.
That was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like, I love a man who's not afraid to dance.
I could not believe they approved it. I was genuinely terrified.
When you know, I got Cody Skims after that. Obviously, I saw the moves. And I was like, I got to get my man some of these. So he's, and they already have holes in them.
Kim.
Awesome. Awesome,
and
Kim.
And I said, Kim is actually, she pulled a prank on all the men. And I think it's kind of funny.
Honestly, slay, Kim.
She just made them actually the worst quality.
It's kind of hilarious. Like, if that's what she did, I would love that.
That's
they're
so
soft. The shirt's great.
They're really soft. Mm-hmm.
And I love all of my Skims so much.
Yeah, same.
Skims truly love you. And I love the fact that the boxers have holes in them because I think it's funny.
That is funny. They just have, like, she just sabotages
no,
guys.
She was like, no, guys, this is for you.
She makes it so when you wash them, they, like, skid marks appear and makes them feel super self-conscious.
Exactly. She's like, I'm man of the year now.
Holes in all the unflattering places.
Yeah. I kind of I think she did it on purpose. And I was like, kind of
made it
proud
so they hurt their balls.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, why is this so uncomfortable? And I'm like, I don't know. My skims, my skims last me all day. That's so funny.
No, literally, they have my skims right. are like, I have had them forever and I feel like they're such great quality.
I love all of my skims. And so when they came out for Cody, I was like, he's going to love these.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Kim,
you got
tricked us. Love
I did see that she's man of the year. That the photo shoot was so good.
Actually. It was so good. I know. I was kind of excited about that. I was like, we're really taking over.
We're really doing
it. Being the women.
Yeah.
Like, not me and Kim personally.
Yeah.
But it was, I liked that too. I didn't expect it. But she is kind of crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. And it's just, it's almost, I would be so scared if I were her. It's like, how much further can I go up? I don't.
And how much power do I hold?
Yeah.
She holds so much power.
I saw that something about Skims is the official underwear of the NBA. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yes.
Well.
And it's just.
You might see a few rogue balls that aren't supposed to be on the court.
The players are just constantly like adjusting. Like, okay.
But stuff like that, I feel like, is every week. It's like just something actually groundbreaking where it's like, oh, wait, how can you keep doing more?
It's honestly amazing.
It is.
It's like pretty empowering. I'm such a fan. I really am. So like, I'm like always excited when I see something.
I know, same.
You know what I'm picturing is her making those, like, you know, have you seen like, when girls get their boyfriends or husbands or whatever, like the dissolving bathing suits.
Oh my
gosh. And they like pull a prank on them. Yes. They're like, I got you a new bathing suit. I feel like maybe she's doing that to all
to
of the
all
men.
The guys, to the NBA, just to get back at like Tristan specifically.
Oh my God. Are we on?
We're on, Kim.
It's honestly brilliant.
Wait, would you ever do that dissolving thing?
Yes. I think it's hilarious. Like, I totally would. Would you?
It depends on the setting. I think if it was like him and all his like close friends.
Wait, does it actually dissolve to where they're naked?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, like they look wearing, naked. Unless they're wearing like boxers underneath. Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't do it like if like in public. Like I would do it in like if we were at a house and we were in a pool and it was like
just at a hotel pool and I was like, oh my
God. Well, that's like, that could teeter the line of like
sexual harassment.
Yeah, like you could get arrested for being naked in public. Mm-hmm. So like I just feel like that's not great, but like doing it like in the privacy of your own home.
No, the initial fear that they would feel when their suit starts dissolving off of their body.
Totally. And like when you just feel like the rush of cold because like it's touching things that you didn't think it was gonna touch.
Terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
You know why I could never do that to Leif though? Is he would never just wear like
something
ugly that I gave him. He would be like, I'm not wearing that. He's so specific about the fit of things, like he can't
texture,
like textures fit. And fits. Like if something is like, if shorts are kind of like too wide, he's like, I can't, I got to get these off. Like he's super,
really?
It's about the feeling though. It's not necessarily the look. It's like the fit has to be perfect.
But okay, I respect that because I get it. But what if you were like, I got offered a brand deal. We have to wear these.
He would be so pissed. JC, I'm not wearing that. Like, he'd be like, oh my gosh. I could probably get him to do
it. I think if you preface it as a brand deal.
Yeah.
Seeing the commitment I saw to the Skims.
Yeah, it's true.
I know he would commit.
True.
And
I'll try it.
We could really get him. You know which other one also just cracks me up is when they all the wives give their husbands matching shirts.
Yes. That is so funny.
And then they all show up wearing the same shirt. I mean, I think it's perfect.
Yes.
That is such
a
good prank, actually.
I want to do that so badly. And I think all of them are so funny. And I've never showed one to Cody because I'm like,
exactly.
I don't want him to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, they make me laugh so much. And normally I'd be like, this is hilarious. But I'm like, he can never know because need to make this
happen. Keep it in your back pocket.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny when there are more than like seven of them, too.
And they just all keep coming in.
They just keep coming. And they're all different. They all have like different styles completely. And somehow they all got them to wear like an orange Hawaiian shirt.
It's so funny because that's so true. And it's like hilarious to picture the conversations that like the wives are having with them before. Like, just
wear it.
I got it for you. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, I can't believe you don't like the things I get for you. Like, that's really hurtful.
Like doing anything to get them in it.
Exactly. And then it's so funny to see that they all have like given in to their wives.
You can never do that to girls.
No, I would be like, there is simply no way in hell I am putting that on my body. Unless we were going to like a family function for his family. Mm. And he was like, it would mean a lot to my family if you wore this. It's yeah. like tradition or
it's
something.
It's from my grandma. And
yes. Then I would be like, okay, maybe. But like, if he was like, I got you this dress, it would really, I mean, maybe I would. I think maybe I would like feel so bad.
Yeah,
but, like,
I think I would feel horrible.
Like that he like picked something out and was like, I really love it. And I would love if you wore it. I would be like, okay.
I feel like I would do it. 100%. I think I would
if
do it
was
too.
Remotely cute and he was like, I picked it out, I'd be yeah. like, I have to. I have no choice.
I think I don't would know if too. I could. I you know what I would say? I would say like, well, I want to do it when it's just you and
yeah.
I
and on we're a date. Home.
I was gonna say it depends yeah. on how I looked after I put it on. I think initially like, oh, that's so sweet. And if I put it on and I just couldn't get to work, I'd be like, right. It's not worth it.
Right. It's been really funny to watch Cody like try to not laugh at certain things that I've put on, like when I've been pregnant. Because like there is like certain things I try on that just like look ridiculous now. And he'll be like, it looks so good. What are you talking about? And I'm like, you don't have to lie. Like, this looks horrible. Yeah. And like I brought up something the other day and he like actually laughed out loud. And I was like, I knew you didn't like that. You were going to let me leave the fucking house in that tent.
Yeah.
And now you're laughing.
Do you know what I love is that it's like a. Who started? I really feel like it was recent, probably in the past 2 or 3 years, that like the belly out is very much trendy and cute. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Do we feel like Rihanna? Who? Because I feel like that was not a thing like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was. And I just
Rihanna
wasn't paying attention.
Maybe made it more like accessible yeah. feeling. Because Cody and I once like reviewed fashion from like the early 2000s. And uh-huh. there were a couple people on the red carpet who were pregnant who had their bellies out.
Okay.
But I just think back then it was like, you know how there are just so many things that used to be like on the red carpet that you would see and you'd be like, I cannot believe they wore that. Whether it's like see-through pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that would have been just so groundbreaking. Yeah. And now it's like if I see someone wearing see-through pants, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And we're just
we've
like,
seen it all.
We've just seen it all. We're so like desensitized to it.
It's very true.
And so I feel like maybe that's just the case. Like it's just not offensive anymore. I will say like we were in Italy and like I wear a lot. I have not changed my shirt size. I should, by the way. This is not something I recommend. Like, my tops are all too small for me, and my belly's just, like, hanging out all yeah. the time. But, like, we were in Italy, and I got so many, like, looks.
Because
like,
your belly was
like,
out?
Yeah. Like,
really?
Just, like, and then I would, like, smile at the person, and they would be like,
really?
Oh, no.
That surprises
like,
me.
Oh, sorry.
Weird.
Yeah.
That does surprise me. I feel like they'd be like, free the belly, you know?
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. And I don't know if it was just where we were.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Do you have your belly out often or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like it just gives pregnant people so much more variety of like clothing options.
It's
than
just
like a
easier.
Maternity shirt.
It
or
saves
like,
money because yeah. otherwise you have to buy all new
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Like the shirts like if I'm getting a new shirt, I'm like, I want to be able to wear this after. And so therefore my belly will probably be out. Like mm-hmm. even if it's a longer shirt, now it's a crop top.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever. I really thought I was going to care.
Yeah.
And I just am like, I don't care.
Yeah.
100%.
Because it's tough to squeeze it all in.
And
try
and feel cute and everything.
Yeah. And also to buy all new stuff for like a very small period of your life and then
right.
like
for one specific season. It's like, yeah. oh, you could be like, oh, well, maybe my future pregnancies. Who knows if you're going to be pregnant in the winter at the same size
right.
again.
Yeah. Right. I know. It's tricky. But I also like wearing cute clothes. Like getting dressed is something that like brings me joy. And so I'm like, I can't give in to being like, oh, I can't wear that because I'm pregnant. Like yeah. I like, then I'm just taking all of the joy yeah. away of everything, you know?
Stripping
and so I'm
yourself
like,
of everything.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to.
Make it work.
Try my best. But some stuff, it actually does look like
crazy.
Completely absurd. Like yeah. I got like a flowy dress that was like just a little too flowy. And it looked like yeah. looked like a house. Like it was like the roof was my head and the rest of the house came out from underneath
it's
me.
It's so hard to find stuff. I feel like I'm at the point now where I'm like, I have like a stomach, but it's not like obviously a pregnant belly. So like my clothes still kind of fit, but they're like fitting weird.
Yeah.
And it's so, I think the most challenging thing about dressing a pregnant body is getting it to like fit in the right places. Because it's like
right.
you said, if everything's too loose, it's like, oh yeah, it's comfortable. But then you look in the mirror like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, where is she?
Right. Where'd she go?
Yeah. But So you have to find like, oh, something that kind of maybe comes in at the tiny section between your huge boobs and your huge stomach to show that you have some
shape.
Yeah.
It's
like show my ankles at least.
It's tricky. And something that always like made me kind of like question what the person was saying was when they'd be like, you don't even look pregnant. I'd be like, okay, but what do I look? Because I know I don't look like I did last time you saw me. So are you just telling me like I kind of look like I just gained weight a little bit? Like, because you're lying to me.
Yeah,
I look something.
Tell me I look pregnant.
Yeah, don't say I don't look pregnant because I know I don't not look pregnant.
Yeah, you're like, well, then why aren't my pants buttoning?
Yeah. Oh, I don't look pregnant? That's cool. Then what's the belly?
Yeah.
What's this? Going on here? Yeah. Because I'm thinking it's my baby and now you just told me I look fat and not pregnant.
Exactly.
So thank you.
I know. Gosh.
But you know what? It's fine. Mm-hmm. It grows and that's it.
There's also like no winning. I feel like people, as they should be, are scared to say anything to a pregnant person because it's like, I don't know, what if they say the wrong thing or what if
right.
I always say, I'm like, you know my famous line.
Like, what I always say.
But don't even, I just saw this TikTok actually on my free page where this girl was like crying. She was like, someone at the airport was like, oh, when's your due date? And she's not pregnant.
Okay.
And she was like, literally not pregnant.
Right.
And we always talk about that, though. We're like, if someone is literally out to here and you don't know them, like, just don't say anything about them being pregnant. Right. Don't say, are you pregnant with twins? Mm-hmm. Don't say, you're about to pop. Don't say you look whatever. It's like,
totally.
Just be quiet.
Yeah.
It's so interesting
Yeah, I completely agree.
If you know them, it's different.
Yeah.
If you know for a fact that you know they're pregnant and you know when they're due.
Yeah.
Even like if you know someone's pregnant, but they're like 6 months and they have 3 more months to go and you're like, you're about to pop.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I'm literally not.
I have so much to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I know. So I was just telling JC how I feel like it's your body image when you're pregnant is so confusing because like I could go in and out of like my, oh, pregnancy is beautiful to like my, you know, how I grew up looking at 90s magazines mindset, like in and out very fast. And the other day this was like weeks ago. I told someone I was pregnant and they were like, oh, I couldn't even tell. And I was like, thank you. And I was like, why am I saying thank you? Like, that's such a weird like reaction, but it's my natural reaction. Like, oh, thank you so much.
Right.
And then
I'm hiding it well. It's like, what?
Right.
Like, you can't see this baby in my stomach. Like, that's such a weird reaction. But on the contrary, when I was pregnant, like my first pregnancy, when I was like 6 months, kind of same thing where I'm like, I still have a while to go. People are like, are you sure you're not having twins? I'm like, it really shouldn't be an insult. It's just my stomach growing.
No, but it feels weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes I'm like, we just shouldn't make any comment about anyone's body.
Yeah, period.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
And I think when you're pregnant, it's like people, it's so like in your face that people just think that like they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even before I announced it.
Men especially.
Yeah, I mean, always.
Like old men.
They're always sneaking in that one way or another.
They always talk about it.
But when I, like, before I announced that I was pregnant, my boobs had obviously, like, grown. And I was getting so many comments on my YouTube videos just being like, did you get a boob job or are you pregnant? Like, blah, blah. Like, just, like, stuff like that. And I'm like, can you not?
Yeah.
Like,
it's just weird to have something like, commented on, honestly. Like,
exactly.
It makes you aware that people are perceiving you. And it's like, wait, you notice these things? Like, I don't want to know that you notice anything about my physical appearance.
Yes. Like, it's crazy. Like, that's what it is. Because I'm like, to me, I'm like, nobody, I mean, people might notice that my boobs have gotten bigger, but like nobody is going to say anything. And nobody like online is going to say anything.
Yeah.
They're not looking.
Right. And then my mom was like, well, they think they know you. And I was like, no, but if I knew someone, I actually wouldn't say that to them. Yeah. Like, even if I did know someone, I still wouldn't say that because it could make someone really uncomfortable.
Exactly.
And like, what if I wasn't pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if I just gained a little weight and my boobs got bigger? Like,
there's
you
so many things
that.
Too exactly. With just like women and hormones where that could happen. It could literally be sometimes like on my period,
totally.
They'll get like way bigger than even the last time.
Exactly.
And people will always say that to me too. They're like, I can tell. I'm like,
no.
I'm literally on my period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, keep it to yourself. It's just hard because like your body's changing, even like on your period.
Yeah.
Your body's changing.
Yes.
Like things are going on. You don't need the opinions of other people, whether you know them or not. Talking about your body.
No.
Exactly.
Never. I know.
It's
never.
Just, it's tricky.
It is.
And it's kind of tough. But I actually, sorry, I'm like going back to what we were talking about before, but I really need you to talk about your old the owner. Who, yeah, because if you're not following JC on TikTok, this has been like my favorite. Not that you're going through this. It's not my favorite that you have to experience this, but I find it to be like mind blowing.
It's beyond.
And I don't know that some of the circlers know what's happening. And so I would just, could you give like a little rundown of what's going on?
I'll give a brief synopsis. Basically, Leif and I just bought our first house a few months ago.
Which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're super excited about it. Yeah, should be. And the previous owner of the home, it's a couple. It's an older couple. And they were just so attached and obsessed with their house. And the house itself is not, it's not like it's this historical gem or something. Like, we bought it with the intention of completely renovating it. And they knew that as well. Like, when we had talked to them, we're like, oh yeah, we want to make it our own. Like, it wasn't a secret that we wanted to renovate it.
Right.
And it was super outdated in a lot of ways. But basically, they have just been so obsessed and attached to the house. So the first kind of red flag or weird thing was our real estate agent had requested that they wouldn't be there for inspections and just anytime. You know, when you buy a house, you have to do, I actually didn't really know this, but you just have to like go over there a lot and do inspections. And what is the other thing I'm thinking of? There's like all these different
having,
things.
Having like a contractor go
having
over there.
Having an architect, having a contractor go over there. And yeah, all of that happens like in the time where—
during escrow.
Yeah, during escrow, and like when sometimes they still live there and so they could be there. But our agent was telling us, this is very normal for you to guys to be going over there and they shouldn't be there.
Right.
Like normally the owners are not there. So we requested that they wouldn't be there on top of that because we were like—
it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, it we is. Don't want to be— they were there the first time we toured the house in general, which I felt like at the time was to our benefit because they met us and they really liked us. And so I was like, oh, okay, maybe that was a good thing because they're really attached and they want it to like go to a sweet couple, whatever. So anyway, long story short, they were there for every single thing, even though we requested that they weren't, they would just be there or they would like come in.
Yeah.
And they were just like over our shoulders being like, you know, we'd be in there with a contractor like, okay, so could we put a wall here? And he'd be like, oh no, you don't need to put a wall there. Like, I have something else you could do. And I'm just like, yeah.
That's insane in and of itself.
Yes. And so the final straw was like our real estate agent was supposed to give us the keys, but the owner, the previous owner was like, I really want to give them to them. I want to give the keys to them myself. So I'm going to be there. And I was just like, no.
Right.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but
no.
No.
Yeah. Right.
We're not doing this again. We've seen them six times. We should have only ever met them once, if anything.
If anything.
And so he was not there to give us the keys. And we're like, okay, great. So that was the last we're going to see of him. And then our agent was like, he did say he has like tools for you. He had mentioned to Leif, like, oh, I have a few tools that you could use for demo. But he took some of them, so he's going to bring them back. And I told him, I'm like, just tell him we don't need them.
We have plenty of tools.
Yeah. We don't need them. Like, relay the message. No.
Right.
So he did. Nope. Who shows up 2 days later with the tools? Him. The owner.
Just like knocking on the door.
While I'm ripping out his precious floors, by the way. Literally jackhammer on the floor. I'm like, hi.
Oh, God.
And yeah, it's just been like thing after thing. Then he sent us a letter, like a envelope with like all these forms in it. And we're like, when are we going to get away from you? And why are you still
talking
to us? Also,
you forgot that he went into your house while you weren't there.
Yeah. After we closed on our house, I literally forget these details because it's all blur.
I mean, it's insane.
When he came back to give us the tools, he was like, oh yeah, I came by the other night to pull out the trash cans because it's like trash day. I didn't know if you guys knew that. And I just went back in the house because I found an extra key and I just took some videos for memories. When the house was already ours.
Oh, that is so weird.
Yeah.
When the house was already ours. Like, we completely owned it. We could have been sleeping there.
I mean, but like, and videos, your memories, do that before.
I'm like, why didn't you do that 2 days prior?
Right.
And also, people, when I shared the story, were going ballistic. They're like, you're an idiot. Like, the first thing you do when you buy a house is change the locks. I'm like, maybe you're right. But it had legitimately been like 24 hours and we were just like getting our ducks in a row. I didn't think he was, I don't know. I'm like, also, maybe I am stupid.
I'm so sorry. No. This is just not at all your fault.
You would never think that the person was going to break back into your house because they just owned it.
Right. Like, he had so much time to take videos, for example. And like, if you're selling the house, you are giving it up. Like,
it's not yours.
As hard as it is sometimes, like, yes, you're going to miss it, but like, it's not yours anymore.
No,
like,
there
has to be some sort of mutual respect. I don't think you're stupid for not changing the locks the minute you move in. Like, you should be able to like trust that the person's not going
to break into it.
Right.
And they were so, they have like, there's these certain plants in the front yard. And the woman, his wife was like, please don't take that. Like, are you going to take down those plants? Please, please, please. And I'm like, I'm not sure. Like, trying to be nice because I'm in person with her.
Right.
Starts sobbing.
What?
Starts sobbing, crying. Is literally like, and I'm just like, are we? What? I'm like,
do I that, feel like do I'm that, stealing. Do that in your own time. Like, cry about leaving the house.
Exactly. It's like, it's okay to be sad, but not in front of me because I you just bought this house from you. You guys should have never
met.
Yeah.
No, we should have never met. And I told Leif after, I'm like, wait, I feel like we're stealing from them. We're paying full price. Right. We're paying all our money for it. Like, it's not like I stole the home from you.
No, like they put it up for sale. Yeah. That's the craziest part. Like, you didn't knock on their door. Because there are times and say like, I'll offer you this much money if you let me, your house is my dream house. Please let me live there. And they're like, I guess. Like, they made the conscious decision to sell it. So what are we,
probably
what
made are we a doing? Lot of money on it since they've had it for like, what, 20 something years in California.
Totally. You made so much. I'm like, you made a pretty penny.
It's not like,
you
were it was a foreclosure and you're like leaving this house and you sold it.
No, yeah, it was beyond. Anyway, so we haven't heard anything since the letter thing that he sent, but he was like, oh yeah, I'll be back to visit the neighbors and whatever. And I'm just like,
Has he like seen any of your videos or anything?
I pray not. I'm terrified. I'm like,
he's a circler.
Oh my God, he might be. What if it's like my dad? I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It's your house.
Why on earth it would be my dad who, you know.
Your childhood home.
Did not it's just sell
why
my
you brought
home.
Us here.
Yeah. It's funny because I actually know the man. And here he is.
Can you imagine?
No, that would be insane.
I saw this TikTok on my furry page the other day. It was like, my Roman empire is that this influencer bought my childhood home and is now demolishing it. And I was like, oh my gosh, is it me? Like,
wait, was it you?
No, I went to her page. I was like, I was terrified. And I looked at her like family. It wasn't the family.
Thank God.
But I'm like, can you imagine?
It's just, it's one of those things where it's like, it is sad to see happen.
Yeah.
And like, you know that, like everyone knows that. You're not the bad person for doing it.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
For buying the house and making it a home. It's not like you're mowing it down and putting a parking lot there.
No. For buying the house that was for sale and then like making it your own home. Like
making it your own home for your family.
Right.
Like, no.
I feel like it's okay.
Yeah. No, I know. And I
feel like
I
that's almost the point.
Right. Maybe.
I feel like I was not like, okay, I told the story in the podcast first and I was like, genuinely scared of the response I'd get. I'm like, maybe I'm like being rude. Like, it's just this old guy who's whatever. And then the response was literally like, that's psycho. Like, you. And I was like, oh, okay, I feel a little more justified. When I put it on TikTok and people were like, why didn't you change the locks? I was like, oh, am I also stupid? Like, this was my first time buying a house. Not that it justifies his actions, but I'm like, maybe we should have been smarter and we should have been put our foot down more. Like, even in person, you know, when it's like, oh, please don't like take down these plants. It's like, maybe I should have been like, oh, we're doing what I want. But I'm like,
no,
that's not in my nature.
And also
like,
not in person.
That's, no.
That's so uncomfortable to do.
Yeah.
Like if someone's standing there in person
crying
and you're buying their home and they're crying, like I wouldn't be like, sorry.
No.
I'm getting rid of them.
Yeah.
I would be like, okay, do you want to move back in? Also, like, I'll give you a copy of the new key.
Yeah.
Like it's.
Landscapers are on their way, baby.
Right. They put an unnecessary amount of pressure on you guys.
For sure.
When they decided to sell the house in the first place. Like, I don't think you're doing anything. There's no world where you're doing something wrong in this situation. There's just not.
Thank you. Thank you for the validation. I truly believe, even though people are like, he's a psycho, I really believe that he thinks that we're super young. Like, he thinks of us as like really young and like inexperienced and is like, he still thinks it's his house.
Right.
And is just like, oh, I'm helping out. I'm going to like bring by these tools for them.
I just
want to see the house again. Like, I don't think it's malicious, but it is weird for sure.
Yes, it's definitely weird. But I do understand what you're saying, because I think like, especially when someone's lived in a house for so long and is like a bit older and like, who knows if they had kids there? Like, who knows the memories that they have tied to that house? Like, it could be really hard to let that go. And then when he also is like, they're just babies, like, I need to help them. Like, I think
it's a different generation as well.
Right.
We, like, Leif and I feel like, okay, we're old enough to be doing this. We're self-sufficient. We know what we're doing. But he, I don't know, I think thinks of us almost like we're hit the age of his kids. So he's like, and he kept being like, you don't want to spend too much money on this. Like, you want to save. And we're just like, okay, like,
yeah.
And it's nice, but it's definitely like overstepping too. It's like,
100%.
We should not be having these conversations.
Yeah, this I mean, weird. Definitely, like, the conversation should not be held at all, but I think he means well. Yeah.
I think so, too.
And I like to think that he means well so that you're not, like,
no, literally, everyone's like, the reason he doesn't want you to do renovations is because there's bodies in that home. I'm like,
okay, that's good. Horrifying.
And then he brought back a shovel to us, and they're like, yeah, to get your fingerprints on it. I'm like,
oh my God, cool. People are creative. I would have never thought that. Have you found anything weird?
No, we haven't.
Doing the demo?
No, we found nothing. And I've been trying to assure everyone that the energy in the house is good. It's not like a scary haunted house.
Did you sage it?
No, but I'm ready to.
Yeah. Cody and I weirdly saged our house when we moved into really? It. Like, and it's so out of character for us. Like, it is so.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
Right? That's kind of what we were thinking. And someone was like, you should do it. And like, neither one of us. I would say we're not like the people who would jump to saging something right away. But we, for some reason, we were like, okay. And we did it. And it was kind of fun.
Just before you moved your stuff in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, if I get worried about something and like, if I think something is wrong with the house, I'm like, I saged it.
No, we got rid of them.
Actually, no, because I saged it. And it just gives me peace of mind, even if that's completely fake.
Totally.
Peace of mind.
Exactly.
You know? No, I definitely want to.
That's how I live my entire life, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saging things and then just hoping for the best.
Just telling myself, like, well, I did this, so I'm safe.
Right.
You know, whatever
it is. I mean, that also.
I'm an Aries, so I'm good.
I have so many superstitions. Like, I'm like, well, I touched that door 3 times, or maybe I'm just OCD, but I'm like, I actually counted to 7. So
we're good.
Yeah. We're actually okay, everyone. I counted to 7 times this morning. So nobody needs to worry here. Okay.
Have you seen the thing that people think, like, if they touch the outside of the plane?
I do that.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I touch the outside of the plane with my right hand. Couldn't figure that one out without doing this. But yeah. Right hand, my left foot has to walk in at the same time.
Okay.
And I have to count to 7.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to hear more?
I would love to hear more about your airport.
Because it's
airplane.
Well, this is going deep to my childhood, but I have always counted. It's not actually 7. It's
like, it's a number that doesn't exist to humans.
I truly cannot believe that I'm even like saying any of this, because it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, you shouldn't say that. But
I can't wait.
I count to 6, but I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. And the and is a number. So like, technically it's 7. I'm doing something 7 times, but I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6.
Okay. Interesting.
Why? So how did that start?
It has been this way since I've been a child.
When you're counting in general, do you do that?
No.
Okay.
If I'm like counting an amount of something, I just count normally. But when it's like...
What do you count?
An like, OCD type of thing. It has to be like and 6. Like the amount of like footsteps I take.
Oh.
Or like when I'm getting on a plane, I do my left foot and my right hand touching the plane. And like quickly in my head, I'll be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
So is it only in certain circumstances, like when you're walking in certain locations, that you have to do it?
Yeah. Well, the plane's a big one. Before I go to sleep every night, I take like that. This is like so. I'm really being honest with you guys. I take that many steps. Like to get out of my kitchen, to get down my hallway into my room. Like I have to count that. That's how many steps I need to take in
like,
order
just
to do that.
For like, because it's a habit, or you're like for safety?
It's not so much safety. It is like, it
peace
is
a mind thing.
It's like an OCD thing. Like if I don't do that, something bad will happen. Mm.
Do you actually have OCD?
I never like went to a doctor for it when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I think like now I think it's so much more mainstream to talk about. Whereas like, When we were kids, like my parents weren't like recognizing the things I was doing and being like, that might be OCD. Like they were just kind of like, okay, she's funny.
she's
kind of crazy. And how would they have known?
Exactly.
Like it's not on them at all. And it was never like a concern. It was just like, I just had a routine of things that I did before I did anything else, but it never like completely took over my life to where they were like, she needs to get help.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay, she's going to take a couple extra minutes because she's got to smile at herself in the mirror and do like these weird things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's very mild.
Mm. My sister has OCD. That's how I know.
Okay.
More about it than maybe most people.
Right. And I didn't even like know.
She got diagnosed like way later in life, year or two ago.
Right. And I have only recently like seen things and been like, oh, maybe I have a little bit of that.
possibly obsessing over if you have OCD.
I haven't obsessed over the fact too much.
Yeah.
But like it's one of those things. I don't want to just be like, I have it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because I think I don't.
It sounds like, very fully. Complex it's from what just, I understand. Yeah.
There's just a lot. It's like an anxiety thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
I feel like
on.
It deters or like affects your life negatively often, or you just think it's like little things you notice.
It's just
about
little things that I do and then I just keep moving on. But like I can like leave the house. Like I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not completely debilitating.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's never been something that we like fully have conquered, because it's just like, it is what it is.
Yeah. From what my sister tells me, there's like so many different, I could be wrong about this, so don't come for me, but there are so many different things too within OCD that you could be OCD about.
Right.
You know, like some people are super OCD about relationships or like health, like germs, like things like that. And you can like have it kind of spread to different things. But
yeah,
it you don't have to have all of them to have OCD.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I
or it could be worse in different parts of your life where it's like if you're under a lot of stress, it's worse.
Yes. I don't know. I'm not like saying I do or I don't. I'm just saying like it seems sometimes the signs point to that.
Exactly.
When I see the signs, like when I see a random TikTok being like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a girl like dancing and like, if you do this and this and this, then you have OCD. And I'm like, oh my God, are you talking
sounds
to
like,
me?
Pop that pussy and you're like, you have
like
OCD.
In the background and she's like pointing to like counting. And like, and then I'm like, oh my God, do I have that?
You're
but that is like
that
the
is
classic,
so real.
That is TikTok. And I mean, just in
and
general.
It knows so specifically.
Yeah.
You and exactly what you're thinking, like exactly what you could possibly be struggling with that week, it will like pinpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I swear.
But like, and it pinpoints it in the same way that WebMD tells you that you're dying.
Yeah. Yes.
It's TikTok is doing the same exact thing. And so like, there have been so many times where I've like walked into the room and be like, I think I'm dying. Like I just saw something on TikTok and it says if you like breathe funny sometimes, like you're dying. And Cody's like, you got to get off TikTok. Yeah, it's time to get off.
I know.
But also so if you interact, like at least my For You page, if I interact with something, if I actually watch the video about something, it will start serving me that exact specific thing, like hardcore over and over and over. Like I seriously will watch one video about something and I will start getting served it all day, every day. I'm like, okay, wait. I don't want to now only see this one subject on my For You page.
Especially because I
watch one video.
I'll spend so much time, like I'll see the video, it freaks me out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I'll go in the comments and like pretty much search for reassurance from one comment that's like, this is not true. Thank goodness that one person.
Right.
Okay, Fiona was right. When all the other ones are, this is so true. I'm a doctor.
Yeah. I am a licensed professional and I know for a fact that this is true.
No, I don't think so. It's like someone with like a anime profile picture. Their name is like Bubble Butt and they're like, no, this is not true. I'm like, I knew I could trust
you. Yeah, you're like, thank you.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it gets a little... gets a little tricky on the internet when you're just trying to like go to sleep and you're like scrolling TikTok and then all of a sudden it's like you're like, oh my God, you know too much.
You're trying to unwind and it's like you're not helping my life.
Not at all.
Not at all. Giving me crisis after crisis.
Yeah, I know, but I'm addicted to it. I can't
stop.
Same.
No. How could you?
Obviously not.
Because then you see like a couple good things and you're like, TikTok is the best place in the world.
Uplifting.
Yeah. You see just like a couple videos of dogs. And it's like, I love it here.
I know.
My favorite tradition, nightly tradition is going through my favorites with Leif. Like we go through.
It's the best activity.
It's like just laying in bed and being like, here are the like funny ones I've saw in the past few days.
And like when you like something, you're like, I can't wait to show them that later.
Can't wait for nighttime to show them.
Yes. And
then
I like,
love this.
Every time I'm like, can I show you my TikTok? Like it's so fun.
It is
a little disappointing though when like you have one that like really struck a chord with you and you're like, this is the best TikTok ever. And they're like, oh yeah. And you're like, okay, well you could have just giggled.
You can tell they're not really like paying attention, especially if they read a lot.
Oh,
like
they cannot with
like,
those.
Oh yeah. And then like I can tell he's like looking at something else, looks back. I'm like, you have to be listening to the audio and reading this.
Yes, it's a full experience.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll like give a synopsis and I'm like, so this person did this, and this, and now here's what they're doing. Even though it's like says it on the screen, but I'm like, I need to tell him really quick. Before he has to read or else he will never read.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
I sometimes will think something's kind of funny. Like someone riding a scooter and like tripping over it and like falling. It's kind of funny.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that's funny. And then I scroll past him. I'm like, no, I got to like that because I know Nick will
yes.
think that's funny.
No,
and then I show him. He's like, oh,
exactly.
My gosh.
There are yeah. TikToks that I'm liking because I know Cody will think yes. it's funny. And then there are ones that I'm liking because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
There's totally. Different genres.
There yeah. are. And you go through and you like are specifically showing the ones that you know.
Yes. Sometimes like, I see it and I'm like, mm,
yeah, you're
like,
you're not getting yeah. that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a recipe. Like right. this one. yeah. This is
that's
the one.
Our skincare.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like scrolling down through all my likes. And one of them's just like, when you feel so sad, that's when I'm like, okay.
yeah. How did I, oh my God, I'm always like, wait, accidentally liking these. It's crazy. Playlists to listen to when you're depressed. I don't know who liked that one.
Literally.
I also fall asleep and like accidentally send TikToks to people all
what
the
do you
time.
Mean? How do you do
if
that?
Because if you fall, like if you hold
oh,
your thumb
oh,
down
yeah. mm-hmm.
on the screen, it, like it will, the menu will yeah. pop up of the array of things that you could do.
Yeah.
So I've.
True.
I'm surprised I haven't sent one to either one of you guys. Like I am sending them to so, like sending the most random things to the most random people. And then I have to wake up and be like, someone once just responded with like a question mark. Like, we don't really talk. We just like are mutual. Like we just follow each other. And she just responded with a question mark. And I was like, I'm sorry. I fall asleep watching TikTok. And like I had to like explain it to her. And she was like, ha ha ha. Okay.
Do you know what? I think that happened to someone. Now that you're saying that, I once got a TikTok sent to me
yeah.
from like kind of same thing.
Yeah.
Don't really talk to her. Like just kind of a mutual acquaintance.
It right. was Kelsey.
It was like, probably me.
And no, it was so random. Like
yeah.
I remember being like, wait, I was racking my brain. I'm like, have we talked?
Yeah.
Do we have an inside joke? I'm like, no.
I guarantee it was an accident. And that
an
person
accident.
Doesn't even know that they did it.
Probably not.
The only reason I found out that I did it was when people respond to it.
Mm.
Oh, if people no. ignore it, now I know to look. I wake up in the morning. The first thing
you
I
have to,
like one of the first things I do is check my TikTok DMs to make sure I didn't accidentally DM someone.
Have you ever sent the accidental waves? Because that is
yeah,
my
I hate
kryptonite.
That.
Somehow. I don't want to jinx it, but somehow I've avoided that. And I've only sent specific TikToks to specific people.
Not me sending the freaking waves to like some people who it's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe they followed me back. Literally, I'm like scrolling and accidentally send
yeah.
the waves. I'm like,
Paris Hilton. You're like,
no, literally. I'm like, no, I'm mortified.
No, but that's fine. That's fine. Like, if I follow someone and then they follow me back and then they say, like, hey, I get excited.
I know, but just the waves.
Yeah,
like,
just the waves yeah. are a
it's
little
giving
tough.
Like, the millennial.
Little,
it's like,
yeah. yeah, it is.
So
a little
I'm just
bit.
Like,
the little
was,
gif of the hamster, like, dancing.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
yeah. I'm like, that is not, this is not representing
But
me
then
well.
You just have to, like, pretend like you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like, never mind, I didn't
hi,
actually
sorry.
Say, like, I didn't actually say
yeah.
hi
no.
to you.
No, so true. I have to quickly thank you for, you were the creator of one of my favorite series that I do on my TikTok, which is How Ho Should I Go?
Mm. Yeah, how's it going?
True.
I haven't been hoeing it up
I
as
know,
much lately.
I was
it's cold.
Say,
it's cold.
It's a little chilly.
It's not ho season, but
it's
I was thinking about it the other day.
Season.
It's true. It is ho 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 season. I was like, I need to bring that back because people truly loved it, and mm-hmm. you
coined it.
You coined
I
that. You come up with that.
Watching it, and I'm honored that you actually did it. I feel like, you know, sometimes I give people ideas, and they're like, totally, and then they don't do it, and you followed through.
I did. I executed.
And you've been doing amazing going ho.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm bringing it back for the ho 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 holiday season.
Right.
So look out for some new videos.
You could do like a
new series coming.
Sorry. I'm just like so inspired by your ho journey. But like you could do like a Christmas theme one. And it could be, but like not necessarily clothes. It could just be like doing like Vlogmas kind of stuff.
Could be your actions.
It could be your right.
Goes to a strip club.
Right. Yeah. No,
like,
but like you could
prepare.
Do like instead of calling it Vlogmas, you could be like how
ho 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 can I go?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now there we go.
Mm-hmm. I
You're
love
welcome.
That. Holiday
if you need
edition.
Me, yeah. It's ho ho ho, but it's just for the holidays.
yeah.
You
yeah.
know? It's not for like anything else.
Yeah. No, I love that.
I'm excited for you and your journey.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I love this new identity of mine.
Me too. And
we're
I love,
all pretty covered up today, though.
I know, we really are. It was kind of cold out. It's raining.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously
mm-hmm.
had to
it was cozy.
Adjust
for the season. For
yeah.
the occasion.
Well, listen, we have one more thing to do quickly. We do a little journal time here. As you guys know, we have the little pieces of
mm-hmm.
paper.
Mm-hmm. My favorite.
But I got a book of questions now because the questions were getting a little bit repetitive and I was forgetting them.
Mm.
A lot at home. And this book has helped us open a whole new slew of questions.
Nice.
So
that's so cute.
But it's like a question a day. So there's like dates for certain questions. So
oh, nice.
I want you guys to work together as a
okay.
as a team and come up with a date. And I'm going to ask you one simple kids journal question.
Okay. Like April 18th, my birthday.
I know. Let's do mid our birthdays.
Okay.
So like
February 21st. Ooh, that's good. I don't think we've gotten a February one yet. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who really understands you?
Oh,
that's so cute.
JC does.
I was going to say the same thing. I feel like not to bring up our traumatic night that we won't. Chelsea and I had a girls' night where we just opened up about this on our podcast where we played the like we're not really strangers game. Okay. But it was like with a group of people. Okay. And then afterwards we both were like, wait, why did we share so much? Like we had, it's almost like we anxiety, were but like, cause we were like sobbing during the girls' night.
I've been there.
And we were like, that was too vulnerable for like this whole group.
For sure.
Sharing our deepest fears, deepest insecurities.
Okay, it just wasn't like
mushy.
That gets scary.
But that being said, at that girls' night, we were talking, one of the questions was something like this. It was like, what does your friend like get about you or something? Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying, like, there's literally nothing that you don't get. Yeah. And I feel like that. I feel that with our friendship. It's like she just understands without even me having to, like, say anything. I feel like I could literally look at you and you'd be like, yeah.
That's really beautiful.
It's true.
Oh, well, you guys got the perfect question.
I know.
Well, thank you for answering. And thank you so much for joining me again on Circle Time. I really just love talking to you both and love having you on. So you're always welcome.
The feeling is mutual.
Thank you so much for having us. We want to have you back on once you have your baby and you're back in the business.
Yeah.
So we can talk all about
when I'm back in biz.
Yeah. TB post baby.
Yeah.
Would love nothing more. If you don't already know, I know we've done this a couple times, but do you want to tell the Circlers where they can find you just in case they're new listeners?
Give it up, Chelsea.
Well, you can follow our podcast at What We Said Podcast on Instagram, TikTok. Is that our YouTube as well?
I think so. We're starting video, hopefully, in the new year. Ooh, so I don't know when this is going up, but
it'll be in the new year.
So hopefully you can watch our podcast on YouTube,
too. Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time coming.
That's great.
And then you can follow me at Chelsea Jade Curtis. Chelsea is with an EY on all platforms.
And mine's just my name, JC Marie Smith, on everything.
Beautiful. Well, thank you guys.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for listening. Love you guys. See you next time.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.